Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach, and each episode I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called How to Build Mental Toughness. Let's dive in. Here's something most people get backwards about entrepreneurship. They think mental toughness comes from winning. But the entrepreneurs I've studied and mentored for over a decade, their strength doesn't come from their victories. It comes from how they process their failures. Think about it this way. When you fail at something, really fail, you gain access to data that your competitors who are still sitting on the sidelines will never have. Every rejection, every product that doesn't sell, every marketing campaign that falls flat is actually free market research. You're learning what your audience truly wants, not what you think they want. Last year, I spent 3 months creating what I thought was the perfect online course for young entrepreneurs. I surveyed my audience, researched the competition, built comprehensive modules. When I launched it to my email list of 800 people, I was confident I'd solved a real problem. I got exactly 2 sales. My first instinct was to feel embarrassed. Here I am, teaching entrepreneurship, and I couldn't even sell my own course. But instead of abandoning the project, I did something that changed everything. I reached out to 20 people who didn't buy and asked them why. Not to argue or convince them, but to genuinely understand. What I discovered was humbling. I was solving the wrong problem entirely. I thought they needed advanced business strategy, but what they actually needed was help overcoming the fear of starting at all. That failure became my roadmap to understanding my audience at a deeper level. Here's what I learned about building mental toughness. It's not about being invincible. It's about developing the skill to extract value from setbacks. When something doesn't work, ask yourself 3 questions. What worked? What didn't? What did I learn about my market? I call this the 50-50 rule. Keep 50% of what you built, change 50% based on what you learned. That failed course? I kept the foundational framework, but completely shifted the focus. The next version sold 10 times better. Mental toughness isn't built in the gym or through motivational quotes. It's built through small, controlled failures that teach you to bounce back faster each time. Start with low-stakes experiments. Launch a simple landing page. Send an email to 10 potential customers. Post about your idea on social media. Right now, think about your most recent setback. Instead of seeing it as evidence that you're not cut out for this, see it as intelligence gathering. What did that experience teach you about your market, your assumptions, or your approach? The entrepreneurs who succeed aren't the ones who never fail. They're the ones who fail forward, using each setback as data to get closer to what actually works. Your failures aren't roadblocks. They're your unfair advantage over everyone who's too afraid to try and learn. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.